Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The pool's been open for a little bit more than a week now.
Actually, Monday the 29th.
Yeah. So, talk about the use it's gotten so far, and obviously it's been ridiculous weather here, really hot. Just talk about what's going on.
Well, we've been open. It's for this year, being a strange year with COVID-19. It's open to residents only. Residents only of the town. You'll purchase an access card at our YPR office. There's a youth access card, $8, an adult for $15, and a family for $40. The pool is open mornings from July 13th to August 13th for swimming lessons. Different levels, from 9 to 9:30, 9:45 to 10:15, 10:30 to 11. And then we also, from 11 to 12, on most days, our Tana Tanawanda, our Quets, our synchronized swimming, that association utilizes the pool here for their training, and also the Tana Tanawanda Titans, another association that is affiliated with the town here that does their swimming lessons early in the morning from seven to eight. Then open swim from noon to five. Based on guidelines from New York State, the size of the pool, the square footage, where normally we could have better than normal times 300 people in the pool at a time, we're limited to 75. As you can see, social distancing lines in place. You need to wear a mask upon entering, scan your card at the at the reception window. There's a scanning, they'll scan your card, and males will go one way, females another way, and with your belongings, no lockers, and you will stay socially distanced, as you can see from inside the pool, lined areas. We've also set up a limited number of family zones within the pool area where a mom comes with her children. She wants to sit there and watch them. It's limited, space is limited, so there's only four of those here in the pool proper. Our waiting pool, they're socially distanced. Those areas are painted similar to like baseball diamond striping in the proper there. They're spread out around the perimeter of the waiting pool. Social distancing in mind where, you know, your family can come. In the evenings, there is the open swim from noon to five, and then the evenings we have a family swim and an adult swim from six to eight, thank you.
What has the reception been like so far to the pool being open? Have you been to the allowed capacity for most of the time,
for the most part? You know what it is? They'll get here at noon and they come and they go, but never at, you know, there's never any more than 75 in the pool. And once they're in there, it's chlorinated, so there's no, you know, there are no, there's, it's, you're protected there. The facilities are wiped down several times, many handles. There's spray machines for hand sanitizing throughout the facility. And we're just trying to make good with it. So the residents have been behaving. They've been doing a great job and making sure that, you know, this stays afloat for us amidst everything else that's going on.
So no problems so far enforcing?
None at all. Everybody's been very, very, very good. You know, we have them waiting in line across the street at our YPR offices for access cards for the pool, renting shelters and our pavilions as well. You know, that's been the with not all of our facilities open at this time, we're limited. So everything is done, all the transactions are done through our office at 299 Decatur Road.
I imagine there are definitely people in Tonawanda who are leery about going to the pool, but given the nature of the weather, especially this upcoming week, have you seen an uptick or perhaps more than expected interest in these access cards?
Yes, I would say yes, but you know, there hasn't been, with the exception of the first day when they were lined up here early in the morning, and people realized that there's no panic, there's no reason to get here. People come and go inside the pool, so if there are 75 in, you'll wait in line. A couple come out, three come out, three go in. The nice thing that we have the luxury of here in the town is we have a very nice splash park at our Sheridan Parkside Community Center. That's near the Sheridan Park Golf Course in that area there, so that also gives a watering, a cooling down feature for it, as well as right now we have three pocket parks with fountains in there for the kids, which are basically this year new for us. It's just an on and off kill switch. If you're there and you want to utilize it and the water's not running, you just hit the button and it'll stay on continuously. We've got some extended hours going there probably through 8 o'clock this week with the heat. And also our senior center for our seniors has we've established some cooling down zones for them. The senior center opened yesterday.
All right.
That's on Emzinger Road as well.
We talked about it a little bit before we actually started the interview, but kind of a perfect storm in the sense you have the pandemic where, you know, a lot of people are staying home, you know, rightfully so, and yeah, but it's blistering hot. A lot of people don't have the access to air conditioning or a backyard pool. You know, it's kind of a, you know, catch 22.
Yeah, it's my understanding, you know, when I go to the pool supply store to get supplies for my pool, that above ground pools are, you know, if you can find one, if you can find a company that has one, or if there's any left in stock on the shelves, depending on the size, they're out of them. And the in-ground pool builders are going crazy. So, yeah, these are definitely, I mean, you couldn't write this, that this was going to happen, but it's certainly, it's mounted to that with extreme heat and the pandemic, ongoing pandemic, and we just hope that we could continue moving forward and we don't fall back.
Anything else that you'd like to add?
Stay safe, stay healthy, wear a mask, wash your hands, social distance, and we'll all get through this.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.